In the summer, we did some real groundbreaking work. A lot of people, including myself, felt that our lives were changed from working on the sugya of kavod, all types of kavod, kavod chaverim, respect for friends, kavod atmi, self-respect, kavod shamayim, kavod for the Ribono Shel. There are certain times where we do things that really are life changers, are game changers. This man, v'siyata dishmaya, is another such sugya, a game changer. Something that I hope, v'siyata dishmaya, if we work on what we're saying, go over it, and internalize it, it'll change every aspect of our existence. I'll tell you how things started. I originally wanted to give on davening. We've given on davening in the past, but we haven't discussed the area of Shevach and Hoidah, of praise and thanks to the Ribono Shel. So I thought we'd go into the Zman and we would discuss that topic. It's very good. We could go many, many weeks on that. And I realized if we started with that, it would be an absolute disaster. It would totally flop. I'd be out of a job. You guys would be bored stiff. Or maybe you'd be entertained, but you wouldn't get anywhere. Why? Because, let's say, we're working on thanking Hashem and praising Hashem. So let's play this out, okay? A guy says he's working on Psukei Dezimra. So you talk to him, he's working on Psukei Dezimra. Very nice, you're working on Psukei Dezimra. He gets there, first of all, that's hard enough. He gets there on time, he's working on Psukei Dezimra. So you say, great, you know, you're my man, I wanted to talk to you about something. How interesting is it, isn't it beautiful, the way snow just falls so beautifully, it looks like a flat floor, just all over the... I said I'm working on Psukei Dezimra. Yeah, yeah. You know how snow falls so nicely and it just looks flat? It's like, wow. Guys, it's nuts. Nuts. I'm working on Psukei Dezimra, man! Says, yeah. Hanoisein Shelei Katsamar. Did you read what it says in the Halalukas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the snow and he puts it down like wool all over the floor? I hear... Interesting. Fine. I'm working on Birchas Kriyishma, man. Okay. Wow, you're the man for me. What's pshat in the seasons? Isn't it amazing? The seasons? What do you have to say about seasons? Seasons? Well, it's like cold in the winter, man. And it's like medium in the fall. Shkoyach! How in the world are you working on this? First bracha. At night, Hamachlif is Azmanim, Hashem, you change times. Seasons. You didn't think about that. Good one, Rabbi. Can I ask you a question? You're working on Modim. Ooh, Modim, that's very important. Modim and Shemone Esrei. What miracles did Hashem do for you today? Today? This week. This week? This month? This year? Buddy, how do you say al nisecha shebechol yom iman? The nisim that happen every day. A total flop, Rabbi Isai. I realized something very scary. Very scary. That something's wrong with us. Something's wrong with us. We're totally out to lunch. We're not seeing anything in the world. We're not noticing anything in our lives. We're missing a total awareness. We have nothing. We're totally unaware of what's going on. We don't think. Today a guy will go. He's in a rush. He's in Arizona. He's got a lot to do. He'll go. You know, in the old days, we used to stand by the Grand Canyon. Everybody there was quiet. It's like a library. Now, we've got an aggressive program, folks. We're on a big tour here. Let's go. Take a selfie of yourself here. Wait, don't you want to stand by the Grand Canyon? I'll look at myself at the Grand Canyon at the hotel. I'll go click on my thing. Wow. I look good over there. It's the Grand Canyon, man. Niagara Falls. That's really exciting. Scrolling and scrolling. Scrolling. How do you expect someone to have a Psukei Dezimra when they're in front of Niagara Falls? And they're in front of the Grand Canyon and absolutely nothing. Zero. When they're in the Swiss Alps, nothing. It snows. It's interesting. Big hole in the ground, the Grand Canyon. Lots of water, Niagara Falls. Iker chaser min hasefer. We don't have any hakara, awareness of what's going on. And this is what we're going to be working on. And maybe we'll get to working on davening, but first we have to start very slow. There's a concept called hakaras hatoiv. Hakaras hatoiv, literally, we're not going to say literally first, we're going to say what it's colloquially used as, is saying thank you. However, the words hakaras hatoiv do not mean that. The words hakaras hatoiv mean an awareness of good. To be aware of good. Obviously, if someone is aware of good, then thank you will come. But really, the mida that a person has to be koine is to be aware of something. If a person's not aware, then he lost everything. If a person's clueless, then nothing happened. There aren't many sources of the word hakaras hatov. In fact, I'm in the middle of sending a shaila to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The word hakaras hatov l'daiti, except for one place that I just found last night, it like fell in my head. But the words hakaras hatov are not to be found in Chazal kamat. And anyone who wants to fight this out with me, I know what you might be thinking of, different things, and I'm ready to go. But I spoke to Rav Man already, Rav Chaim's right-hand man, to find where the term hakaras hatov comes from. But Rashi in Avodah Zarah and Rishonim use the term hakaras hatov. I will tell you where I found this Chazal. In a Gemara that you do not have. That's why you can't find it. It's a Gemara that the Chovas Halvavas has in Shara Avodas Elokim, Perek Yud. It's a Gemara that the Me'iri has in Chulin on Kuf Lam and Gimel. And the Gemara says the following thing. Somebody who's Oiseh, Toiv, who does good, Lemi She'enoi Makiroi, to somebody who is clueless about it. Ki'ilu zoyrek evan lamarkless. It's like he did the Avodah Zarah called Markless, where the way this Avodah Zarah works is instead of, you know, going bowling for Saturday night activity, what you do, or pitching, you take this thing called Markless and you chuck stones at it. That's how they serve this ridiculous thing. That's what you did. And the Gemara says, whoever does something good for someone who doesn't realize that something good is being done for them, is throwing a stone at this Avodah Zarah. Very cryptic Gemara, and there aren't so many Mefarshim on it because it's not in our Shas. What does this mean, Bichlal? So I'll tell you based on a Marsha that explains what Markalis is, whenever Chazal say that it's like throwing a stone at Markalis. When you throw a stone at Markalis, right, and you're a good Jew, so you take that stone, you know, people like to throw stones, this is one of the big topics today, throwing stones. So you see that Markalis? Boo! Boo! What do you think you're doing? Something productive, right? You're killing Markalis! And the Markalis guys are laughing hysterically. Look, he's serving my God! Can you believe it? And you think, yo, yo! You're killing him, you're really helping him. You're doing the exact opposite of what you wanted to do. Says the Marsha, whenever Chazal compares something to Evan LaMarkalis, they're saying that you're backwards. You're doing one thing, and you're doing the opposite. Somebody who does something nice for someone who doesn't realize it, you know what he's doing? He's doing the exact opposite. This guy, he's out of touch. He doesn't have a clue what you did for him. He won't even feel good about it. He only has tainas, complaints. Nothing happened. You didn't give him anything. And worse, you wasted your time, your money, your energy, and you made him even more spoiled. It's like Zurich Evan LaMarkalis. You think you're doing something good for the guy, you're doing the exact opposite. If a toiva is not nicker, if someone doesn't know that something's good, you didn't do anything. I remember one time I had one of these Shalach Manas really planned out for a very special yid. I knew exactly what type of wine he liked because once I was in this place with a whole story and I found out the wine, it's like a cute whole thing. And I got two bottles of this really nice wine and, you know, some other things. And I was so excited to see his reaction. And apparently he gets like 3 million shalach manas on Purim. You know, like a blank stare and that good save at the end. Oh, right, thank you, yeah. Like, oh my gosh. You know, zero. But I understand him because there he had an excuse. He probably didn't even see the shalach manas. You know how many of us would actually look at that thing in the face and not see the story behind it? And yeah, that, and I can't believe what he did. Clueless. Oh, nice bottle of lamb. Hey, it happens to be the one that I like. Great. We don't see anything. And when you don't see anything, no one even gives you anything. And it's basically a waste of time for anyone who tries to invest in you because they don't see that you're doing anything, Bichlal, and basically nothing is happening. Every type of awareness we have to work on. Every type of awareness. There's deeper things going on to be makir toif. We said on Shabbos, you know, the mentality is that today we read the news and we see if nobody got shot or nobody got stabbed, so then it was a quiet day, okay. And then we just go, nothing, okay. I'm guilty of this too, right? And it's the biggest shtus in the world. It shows how superficial our thinking is. As we explained, the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Samach Tes says that if you want to know the Neiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our days, Yirmiyah didn't know the Neiro of Hashem because he saw the Goyim were Mekarkarim Beheichalo. In the Golas, they're stamping around on Har Habayis. Ayei Neirosav, where are your Neiros? Where's the Naira? The Naira is that we exist among all these enemies. The odds of that, if you look at what they're planning, what they're trying to do. On Friday was supposed to be a day of rage. Nothing happened. Do you know what that is? Nothing happened. Everything happened on those days. We're so shallow. We're missing it because we don't see a headline. Don't see a headline. Let's do math. There are people who are very stacked with a lot of things and a lot of fascinating ideas. They spend all day and all night trying to figure out how to eliminate people like me and you. And nothing happened today. Everything happened. Bari Olam saved us. Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. On such a day, which was a dud, which nothing happened, that's the day that the Maidim would be better. But for the person who's superficial, who doesn't know how to see further than his nose, such a person didn't see anything. Nothing happened today. Nothing. A certain level of being makir, toiv, being able to see toiv. And I'd like to tell you something that's a little bit tough to swallow, but it's something that's on my mind. I don't think we know how to be makir ra. How to really be makir something that's bad. What do I mean we don't know how to be makir with things that are bad? This week, there were videos of various things that were going on in Klal Yisrael. Various things that went on in Gula and other places. Terrible, terrible tragedies. And you press a button, and we don't have access to these things, but we can get access to these things, and you can watch this and see this happen and that happen. Wow. And you know what? You can get chizuk from these things. You can get chizuk. It's very beautiful. A person who watches these things, which unfortunately is our generation. It's our generation, it's up there because people watch this. A person who watches such a thing is totally removed from any type of emotional connection to a human being, period. Totally achzori. Totally cruel. You know why? Why can you watch these things? What lets a person watch such a thing? You know what it lets a person watch such a thing? Very simple. They don't see what they're watching. If you would see what you're actually watching, you wouldn't be able to watch it because it's so terrible. If somebody would hear, they had a connection, a recording of the three children who were lost last year in a car. They had a recording of their last few moments. Everybody's listening to this. Rosh Lamata, Rosh Lamata. If a person would know that those three children had parents, had siblings, had friends, and that you were listening to the destruction of three families' lives, you would never be able to hear such a thing. Who could ever hear such a terrible thing? Who could ever see such a thing? Only someone who doesn't have a clue what they're seeing. Only someone who looks at it as like a video game or like a Cops and Robbers and has no idea what we're dealing with over here. This is the superficiality and oxarius that the world has come to. And I want you to know that I hold, and I don't know if I can hold anything, but I hold that the greatest filth of the internet, with all of its trash, and you know what I'm talking about, is not as bad as something like this. This is far worse in the destruction of a person, of being makir what's going on, of understanding what's going on by someone else, of seeing a situation properly. Hagar was the mother of these animals, right? Listen to what a Yiddish mama. This is what it's not a Yiddish mama, a cousin. Vatelech in Parshas Vayera. Vatelech vateshiv la mineged harchek mitchavik keshes. Her son was dying. Ki amra al erev emos hayeled. How could I possibly see my son die? Why is the Torah recording this? It's a basic understanding of not being able to see something that you're attached to. If you have no kesher to something, you can see it. If we would go over the pain and all the things that have happened over here, what's happening to us? And I think there's a Gemara that supports what we're saying over here. There's a Gemara in Yuma, a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara talks about the time close to Chorban Abayis and the second base of Mikdash. Maisa b'shnei kohanim on Chof Gimel Amad Aleph. Two kohanim shayu shneim shavin b'rotzen b'oilin b'keves. Two kohanim were running up the ramp to see who was going to be zeicha to do the Trumas Hadeshen. Kadam echaman l'toch arba amas shel chaveru was a close second into the arba amas of the second. Noto sakin, he took out a knife. V'tokoloi, and he stabbed him b'levoi. He killed him. He killed a kohen in order to get higher up there to win the Trumas Hadeshen. Rabbi Tzadok got up and darshened. Everyone started crying. This is crazy. Comes the father of the kid. Bo aviv shel tinoik. The father comes umatzai kishuma farfer, and the father sees his own son is still alive somewhat. He's shaking. He's convulging. Amar areu kabaraschem. Va'adayim benim afarver. My son's still moving. V'lo nitma sakin. Quick, get him out of the Beis HaMikdash, because it will put Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's get him out of here. He's still alive, so we can get him out so he doesn't die here and contaminate the Beis HaMikdash. Wow, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? He's thinking about the Tumah and Tyra of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara does not hold that it's beautiful. The Gemara on Amud Beis says, look how much Shvichas Damim these people were exposed to. That when a person sees his own child dying, the first thing that he thinks about is a chizuk in Tyra, a chizuk about Hatzalah, a chizuk about, oh, I'm going to appreciate. You can't appreciate something like this. It's impossible to get a chizuk from something like this. It's impossible to get anything other than it's terrible. When someone really sees what's going on, there's certain things that are just off limits. You can't see them. It's just not right. It's just impossible. And if it's possible, a person should seriously question whether they're seeing anything in their life at all. Anything good, anything bad. And just because it's all popular and exposed, it doesn't take away from what's really going on. The Torah is Megala, the real Metzius. So how do we start this? We're now working to be Makirim. We're working to be aware. We are very far from being aware of things. Where do we start? So, Baruch Hashem, we have a Medrash, and this we're going to be working for a couple weeks on. The Medrash tells us, in Medrash Gadol, Aleph Ches, the Medrash says the following, that if you want to work, HaKoifer, B'toivaso Shel Chaveiro, someone who doesn't notice what his friend does, someone who's Koifer B'toivaso Shel Chaveiro, Basoif, in the end, he'll be koifer b'toivaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You won't see what Hashem does. And the altar of Kel Mizmazbir, what is this? It's just, you know, one of these things. If you don't see what your friend does, you won't see what Hashem does. No. The altar says, it's very simple. The altar of Kel. He says that people are in front of you, okay? That's the life that you live with normally. The way to get sensitive, the way to see what's going on, is to see what people do for you, because people are pieces of meat that are in front of you. You can see them, they're alive, you can talk to them. And if you can notice what they're saying, what they're doing for you, notice how they fit into your lives, what they're contributing, then you have a hope to realize what Hashem's doing, who's invisible. But if you're missing it in your own life by people, if you can't see what people are doing for you in your own life, if you don't have hakaras hatoiv, an awareness of good in your life, so then these are things that are visible. These are things that are visible. How do you expect to thank Hashem for all these deep things that He does without you actually seeing His hand in front of you? When someone puts His hand in front of you, you don't see it. So now you're expected to see that invisible hand of Zraya Netiyah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, and notice it. It's impossible. So the first place we're going to work, Rabosai, is in Makir Toiv, being aware of goodness of what people are doing. Listen to the Gemara. It's scary where we fit in this. Being Makir Toiv. The Gemara talks about something that's very relevant to being a bachur in yeshiva, much more than at my age. I rarely go out anymore for sudas. Being a good guest and being a bad guest at a house. So I would say being a bad guest, you know, maybe burping at the table, I don't know, you know, saying something inappropriate, offending somebody. What's a good guest? What's a bad guest? Stealing the last piece of cake from the 3-year-old kid? Sick thing. That's a bad guest. What is a bad guest? What's a good guest? Says the Gemara, it doesn't matter how you act at the table. That's not the kaveh of a good guest or a bad guest. The Gemara says, Oireach toiv, a good guest. Nun chesem brachas. Mahu omer. What does he say? Kama tirchois tarach balabayis bishvili. Look how much the balabayis went out of his way for me. Kama basar havi, so much flesh. Kama yayin, so much wine. Kama gluskos, mezoinis, geshmaka zachin. Havi lefonai. Vekol mashe tarach. Everything this person did and his wife. Lo tarach ela bishvili. They did it all for me. That's a good guess. He sits at the table and goes, it's like a surprise party. Like, whoa, they bring out the chicken for me. Wow, they got a blue label for me. Whoa, it's my birthday. That's a good guest. What's an oreach ra? I would call an oreach ra. You'll see in a second. What do I call an oreach ra? I call him a realist. A realist. What does an oreach ra say? Ma toireach balabayis ze pasachas achalti. It was one challah. They had to buy two challahs, like a mishnah. I didn't see a third over here. Chasicha achas achalti. I only ate one piece of the chicken. It comes as a whole. Kais echad shasisi. Only drank one kais, one shot. These people can afford it. Kol toireach shetarach balabayis lo tarach elo bishvil atmai. He did it all for himself. This is a good guest, and this is a bad guest. What's the reality here? What's the real answer? Let's roll the film and go into the kitchen. Obviously, Chazal don't care. What do you mean you don't care? It's a good question. Did they buy two challahs or three challahs? It's not. It's who you are. How aware are you of good? Do you have an eye for good? There are people who have an eye for color. There are people who have an eye for fashion. There are people who know how to see things. Radiologists. I once saw something that I thought looked like my lung was doing well, and it looked like just some part was a little foggy. Ah! That foggy part was very bad. I didn't know. I didn't know how to see it. I didn't have an eye for it. An eye for good. The Chovas HaVavas says that a Chacham came with his students in front of a carcass, an Avela. And they said, what do you say about this? They're like, pleh! Smells terrible. It's disgusting. And he says, look how beautiful its teeth are. Look how beautiful its teeth are. Give me a break, Rabbi. That's like a little extreme. It was extreme. But that's how you become a radiologist, is to know how to deal with nuances. How to be aware of toiv. How to see a carcass in front of you and find the positive thing. To be a makir of toiv. The teeth are white, lemaisa. So why'd you miss it? You missed it because you're not a radiologist in hakaras hatoiv. And the oireach toiv comes and he's aware of all the possibilities that could be l'toiv, and the oireach ra is totally and utterly mufka. I'd like to play this out in some examples, because we need some practicality if we're going to work over here. Okay? I pay tuition. I pay tuition. Woo! Pays tuition. Okay. So now, this rabbi is my Eved Kanani. My morning Seder rabbi. Rabbi! Teach me the Gemara. Fine, okay, the rabbi teaches the Gemara. Fine. You want to play that game with the rabbi. He's here to serve you. Right? You paid tuition. Okay. I'll tell the rabbi that you have this opinion. Let's watch this. Play this out. Rabbi! Can I come for a Shabbos Suda? It's not part of my job description. Rabbi! I need you after 10:15. After hours. Rabbi! Smile at me! They don't pay me to smile, buddy. What kind of crooked way of seeing the world? Which one is more correct? Yeah, people who make a parnasa to do something so they don't help anybody. They just stand there going, money, 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 money. What kind of craziness? I don't know of any person who ever thought about money when they're doing these things. They're only doing things for people's benefit. But I pay tuition. That's what I see over here. Another example. I'm going to leave yeshiva, and I'm not even going to say goodbye to the Rosh Yeshiva. You know why? No shaychus, man. Not necessarily in our yeshiva, but no shaychus. I love my Rebbe. I love the mashkiach. And, sorry, had to put that in. I love the food, and I love the dorms. They're clean, but no shaychus. Slicha. Can I ask you a question? The food. You like the food? Who's in charge of the food? Who goes to America for that food? Who found the best rebbeim? Found all this talent? Who has these dorms immaculately clean? Who did all this? Yeah. The Rosh Yeshiva. Woo! You must be Einstein, man! Makara! It's a certain disgusting way of seeing the world. Of not seeing the obvious. Not seeing what's in front of us. I want you to know, over Bein HaZmanim, okay? There was a man, you all know who he is, who spent the entire Bein HaZmanim building the downstairs, okay? Building the downstairs. I thought it was an impossible feat, and it's there. And you know what's there? Also, I have an office over there. I got an office. Do you know that whenever I see this man, I feel like whatever he tells me, I have to do. I have to. He built me an office. He spent his entire Bein HaZmanim on this. I'm so embarrassed to be there. I don't deserve it. Every time I see him, don't tell him that I'm saying this because I'm nervous what he's going to ask me. But I'm pashut chayiv to the man. He didn't have to do anything, Rabosai. And you know what pains me to know? It burns inside me when I hear people call people like this by their last name. By their last name. Not Reb this. Throw out their last name, like some sort of Eved. Such a person will never know how to be a husband, will never know how to ever really have a relationship in their lives. Idiots! Shaitim is the nice word for such people. Mamish Rishayim! Don't you realize what a person's doing for you? How much you're indebted to someone? No, I pay tuition. Rachmana Litzlan. Yeah, people just sit there going, how am I going to make money today? How am I going to make money? How am I going to have everything? All the things. And everyone just runs around like it's pasha. Rav Naftali Kaplan, my mashkiach shlita, he said that he saw a gavra rabba every time he would go into a shul and he would speak there. He would look to give tzedakah at the end to pay for the air condition of the shul that he was nana for the time that he spoke there. To pay for the lighting. Such a different way of seeing the world. Such a higher level of hakara, of realization. We have to work on this, Rabbi Isai. Just like when you work in a Gemara, you have to see past the surface. You have to work on this. We have to be bothered by this. This is very corrupt. It comes in all areas of life, of not seeing things for what they really are, according to the Torah. What's really happening. Not being a makir. And a person will come, Be'ezes Hashem, if we work on this, a person will come to all the milas, have real relationships with people, have a real connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a real davening, have a real psukei de zimra, have a real moedim. We should all be zeicha to be emes ha-makir itav.